You want him to do one more for you? What are you going to do, Cousin Jack?
That'd be Ava Maria.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. We have two fellows who came up here at the suggestion of the Orlando Sentinel. I think it's interesting that the paper sent them because they had a rather special song the paper thought we should hear. And I'm going to have Vic and Red, Cousin Vic and Cousin Red, come out here, and one of them will tell you about the song they're going to sing. No commercials, boys.
Well, it's a real privilege to be here this afternoon from Orlando. We're just sorry that Billy Bullegg isn't here to listen to this song, because this song is strictly sort of about their nation. The name of it is called Osceola, and it's done by D. Jones. It's written by Red Simmons and arranged about Vic Brazelton.
In the land of the sun, they tell the story to the children when it's story-telling time, of a warrior who lives on in fame and glory, and how he died so they'd have peace of mind. round the council fires of mighty chiefs they listen to the words of wisdom spoken from his heart. And on his handsome face the fire would glisten. This leader of a nation stands apart. Osceola,
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 war leader of the mighty Seminole. Osceola,
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 hero of a nation fierce and bold. Through the Everglades once rang his mighty war cry, and war drums rallied thousands to his side. Osceola, warrior, leader of Muskogee, for the things that he believed, a hero died. Well, the trails where once he walked in pride are empty, and the peace pipe of his people has grown cold. But the legend of this man will live forever. War leader of the mighty Seminole, Osceola,
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 war leader of the mighty Seminole, Osceola. Osceola,
Osceola,
hero of a nation fierce and bold.
Thank you very much.
I want to thank you, young men, very much for coming all that way to sing the beautiful song about Osceola. And I want to tell the audience an interesting thing about Osceola. In 1959, Osceola was elected to the Hall of Fame for Famous American Indians in Oklahoma. And he was the fourth Indian on the American continent so honored. And Mr. Barnes, Foster Barnes, Albert Devane, Jezebel Devane, and I all had the honor of being on the Florida Osceola Committee. We are very, very proud of that. And I thought you boys would like to know that. Before we go, we want to thank everybody, all of you who came, all of you who took part, and I think you'll be interested to know that about over 1,700 took part in the three-day festival. It was fine. It was colorful. We are most grateful for the attendance and for the participation. We are grateful to the Stephen Foster Memorial Commission for making it possible, for their direction, for their budgeting for our needs. We are grateful for the backing, the moral support of the Florida Federation of Music Clubs. Now I'm going to ask Mr. J.C. Moore to step forward and lead us in the congregational singing of Amazing Grace, and then he will pronounce the benediction.
We'll sing three stanzas of Amazing Grace. Everybody sing this. Come on now.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Second stanza, it was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed.
Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for all Thy grace, Thy mercy toward us. For this day, we thank Thee, this wonderful day, this day in which we have received so many of Thy wonderful blessings. Thou hast always watched over us and cared for us. We pray that Thou would continue to watch over us as long as we are here. We thank Thee for the privilege of attending this folk festival. And we pray Thy blessings upon it and upon those who have to do with carrying it on. And our Father, we pray that Thou would watch over us and keep us until we are through here. And when the years have hastened us down the hill of time and we come to the edge of the waters, that waters which we must all reach sometime, that river which we must all cross, we pray that we may find the boatman there ready to take us and row us over the tide. And as we near the other side and we see the harbor lights and hear the harbor bells, we pray that we may have an abundant entrance into that home where we'll sing the new song, the song we've been dreaming about through the years, and that there our hope shall be fully realized. God bless us and keep us, and grant that this people shall be able to meet here a year hence. God bless, we pray again, and keep us and use us, and then take us to Thyself in Jesus' name. Amen.